A very warm good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what a new month, what a new day. And we appreciate God for this day that the Lord has made. And we are indeed surely going to rejoice and be glad in it. We appreciate God indeed. Hallelujah. Well, this is Pastor Robert Wamala, and we are coming to you in this blessed month of May. And we want to appreciate God for his loving kindness and his goodness. And we thank God for the woman of God. We thank God for Prophetess Emmanuel Agnes. And we appreciate God so much for the blessing that he has used her in our lives. I want to personally thank God for the servants of God as well on this altar, on this platform that have blessed us throughout in this season. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Pastor Bruce, we appreciate God. Pastor Kenneth, we appreciate God. For every man of God, Pastor Helen, God bless you so much. And we appreciate God for the spiritual cover. We appreciate God for Bishop Paul Chukwueme and for Prophetess Miriam Obina. Oh, what a blessing to us in this season. And above all, we appreciate the Spirit of God. So you're very welcome once again to tonight, as we are going to speak about, especially as we are in the beginning of this month of May, and we all know that May is the number of the grace of God. So I want us to prepare as we get into prayer, as we dedicate this moment into the hands of God, that his will may prevail in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you. We will bless your name. We appreciate you for this day and especially this evening. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I bless you because you've given us once again this opportunity to be in your presence. And that is why we come before you today, and we appreciate you, the Spirit of God. We appreciate you for what you're doing in our midst. We appreciate you for what you've blessed us with, for the gift of life. And we pray that, Lord, even in this moment, you may bless your word, because the Bible says the entrance of your word brings light and it gives understanding to the simple. I welcome you, the Spirit of revelation and the Spirit of prayer, and above all, the Spirit of understanding, that you may work within us. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen and amen. Yes, I want to appreciate God for you that is joining online. I see the woman of God, Auntie Carol, God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, beloved, I want to talk about capturing the gates. As I have always spoken, and not only I, but every servant of God, it is a well-known fact that a town has a gate, a house has a gate, a nation has a gate, you know. And we all know that if you have to access anything, you need to understand the gate through which you pass through to get to that place. Now, spiritually, it is the same thing. See, anything that deals with the gate is something you don't take for granted. The Bible says in Proverbs 14 and verses 19, that the wicked bow down to the righteous at the gate of the righteous. And I've always emphasized this, and I have said that wickedness will bow down to you when you have mastered, when you have understood how to capture the gate. We have started this month of May, and we are in the second day of May. And it is so interesting about the power of the gate. Gates are spiritual. We have not just entered the month. You see, the new moon, because the people that today were celebrating the celebrations today, they cited the new moon. And that new moon is a spiritual gate. You see, whenever anything is going on, it is a gate. And on that gate is where decisions are made. You see, I was asking myself all through this season, why do they say that they will break their fast after sighting the new moon? Why is it so? Because in the new moon, it is a spiritual gate. through which they can stand and declare. Now, it is so absurd that as children of light, we are busy being part and parcel of what life is going on, instead of taking the bull by the horns and commanding certain results as a result of the activities on the gate. Today, I want to speak about the importance of the gate. I want to define what the gate is, that ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters that are listening in, you and I will learn and know how to capture the gates of life in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You see, like I've said, anything spiritually has a gate. Anything spiritually, for you to do anything, has a gate. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter number 45 and verses number 2. See how powerful the Bible refers to at a gate. Isaiah 45 and verses 2. I'm reading from the King James Version, and the Bible says in verses 2. I begin from verse 1. It says, "Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held on, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut." For Cyrus to subdue. Now, like we usually say, Cyrus is long gone, Cyrus is dead. But for you to subdue, because now you are the Cyrus, for you to subdue, God has to go ahead of you and open the two-leaved gates. Why does he mention opening of the two-leaved gates? Because if a man needs to subdue, he needs to have taken control over the gates. Wealth has a gate through which you have to control. Dominion has a gate through which you control. Prosperity has a gate through which you control. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't just possess, you don't just rule, you don't just walk in victory. In other words, you should have made sure that the gate of access is in your hands. Now, the Lord is speaking to his anointed. Can you imagine? This man was anointed, but his anointing was not going to be effectual unless he had a gate open to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Shalom and shalom and shalom. Hallelujah. Welcome, Sister Rosemary. God bless you as you're joining on the platform in Jesus' mighty name. Now, the purpose of a gate, ladies and gentlemen, is that it is a place of decision making. Whenever gates are mentioned in the Bible, you see that it is a place of authority. Not only just decision making, but it is a place of authority. I'm going to say this, and I've already said it. The one that captures the gate is the one that makes the decisions as pertaining to that city, that nation, or that territory. Hear how the Bible puts it when God is promising Abraham in Genesis chapter number 22. This is what the Lord says when he is speaking to Abraham in verses number 17. He says that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. He says, and thy seed will possess the gate of thy enemies. A gate. We are speaking about God leading his anointed. I was saying that as descendants of Abraham, it is a promise upon us that we are here to possess. So it is not about who went ahead of you. It is not about who bewitched you. It is about you mastering the principle of working on the gates. Hallelujah. So join me in these minutes as we are going to dissect this mystery called the gate, and we are going to have a blessed moment where God is going to speak to us, especially as regards the gate, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So I have just said that no matter how anointed you are, no matter how tongue-spitting you are, no matter how fire-branded you are, as long as you have not captured a gate, as long as you have not captured the gate of that thing that you have been asking God for, of that thing that you have been desiring God to meet you from, as long as you have not captured that gate, you can never walk in the blessing of that thing. When I say that possession, I mean either it is a marriage, it has to be a gate that you capture. Even in this month, we have begun the month. If you did not capture the gate of this month, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not rise up on your feet and capture the gate of the remaining days, you can never in any way prevail in this month. That is the mystery of the gatekeeper. He says, as descendants of Abraham, we are here to capture the gate of the enemy. So the issue is not what the enemy has taken from you. The issue is you capturing the gate of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. We are more than conquerors. And that is why God grant us this prayer. May God grant us and give us the revelation of this gate in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. See, you can never go farther than what you possess. Jacob was running from his brother Esau, and when he had a dream, it is so interesting that when he had a dream about his future, God showing him the future was when, I'll pick it from verses Genesis 28 and verses number 12. See and hear how Jacob's story is. Jacob has a dream, but he has the dream where there was a gate. And see what the Bible says. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says in Genesis 28 and verses number 12, and the Bible says, and he dreamt, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac, and the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again unto this land. And I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob, woken up out of his sleep, said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other than but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when we're speaking about gates, why should we capture gates? Because, ladies and gentlemen, a gate is a place of access. You have just read the statement, and we know that in all things, for Jacob to have had access to the realms of heaven, to have had access for angels to be ministering to him, there was an opening somewhere spiritually. There was an opening, and angelic activities to take place in that time was because there was a gate. Seasons have gates. Months have gates. Times have gates. Oh, my goodness. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know that even your birthday is a gate? Do you know, my goodness, You know, there are certain things we speak of, and you know why, as deliverance ministry, do you know that even in marriage, who you determine, maybe you know, as deliverance ministers, we've been counseling many people. Do you know why it is very, very important as to who, maybe as a married woman or as a married man, before you got married, who you first slept with in life? That one is a get. You know, why do you think your step bewitches you the first time you enter into your monthly issues? Because that is a get. Ladies and gentlemen, we have taken very many things for granted, and yet these are gateways. Now, Jacob, having laid his head on the stone, accessed a realm that had been opened by his grandfather Abraham, because Abraham was a man who knew and who understood the meaning of gets. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So a get is a place of access. Do you want to access favor? Do you want to access increase? Do you want to access promotion? Jacob was running from Esau, but when he got to the place where the gateway of heaven was, he got access whereby he saw angels descending and ascending, or in other words, ministering to him. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Welcome, Pastor Kenneth. We are so grateful to have you today on the platform. Welcome, Brother Anuar. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you so much as you're joining up in the name of Jesus. So that is why I want to show you why gets shouldn't be taken for granted. At I Am Ministries, there's something we always do when we are in the new, or when we are approaching the new get, the new month. We are, as a matter of fact, sow seed as we are getting into the new month. Why? Because that month is a gate, ladies and gentlemen. It is a very powerful gate. I've said it again, and I'm going to say it once again. If you think that today was just a celebration of a festivity in one religion, you have got it all wrong. These people are masters of certain times and seasons, and if they can capture the gate of that season, you, the Christian, with your tongues and your Holy Spirit and your Holy Ghost and Holy Ghost baptism, you will be defeated. You will be under their feet. Do not joke with the mystery of the gate. Do not joke with the power behind one that captures the gate. I just read Proverbs 14 and 19. The wicked will bow down to you at the gate that you have captured. Let me repeat that again, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake. For evil altars to bow down to the God you serve. Is God powerful? Yes, he is. Is God almighty? Yes, he is. But for them to bow down to the God you serve, you should have captured a gate of righteousness. The righteous man is not going to prevail because he is spiritual. The righteous man is going to prevail because he has captured a gate. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Shalom and shalom and shalom. God bless you as you're joining on. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you, ma'am. That is why I feel in my spirit, you know, we are having many Christians that are slumbering. We are having many Christians that are not even in the know that something is already going on. You see, I was pondering about this celebration today. I was pondering about this celebration, and to everyone, it looks like it was something normal, but it is not normal. It is a gate that is being captured, the season that is being captured. I pray for you, child of destiny. I pray for you that is listening in right now. You that is in the place, wherever you are, in whether in Kampala, outside Kampala, in the United States, wherever you are, I pray for you, sir, madam, that you will wake up. You will not slumber until when in your gate you have angels ministering. There, ladies and gentlemen, is where you can have security over your new month. Because for demons to have access, it is a gateway that is opened. Don't you know what the Bible says in Matthew 16 in verses 18? That I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Why do you think the Lord says the gates of hell shall not prevail? Because as people who understand mysteries of gates, you have been given the mandate to either open the gates of heaven or shut down the gates of hell. By the time the gate of hell prevails against a Christian, it is because they have not yet gone to close that gate. In the mighty name of Jesus, may any gate that has been opened, that has been given access to whether sickness or failure or demotion or struggles in life or any kind of misdemeanor upon your life, we command that they are shut in the name of Jesus. Ours is about opening the gates of heaven and shutting the gates of hell. No wonder he says, I've given you the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever you shall bind on the earth will be bound in the heavens, and whatsoever you shall loose on the earth shall be loosed in the heavens. Again he says in Deuteronomy 28 in verses 12, and I shall open my treasures, I shall open the storehouses, and I'll release the rain. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, until when you have understood that your prayer is what unlocks the heavenly gate, until when you have understood that your prayer is what locks a demonic gate, you are always going to have a system and a life and a season that is filled with setbacks, confusion, despair, agony. Because, ladies and gentlemen, one thing I understand, God has given us dominion. Our tongue can either close or can unlock. I don't know what event has been going on in your life. Check the gate of that event. Check the gate of that event. I do not know what you've been desiring God to do for you. Check the gate of that activity. Because as long as it is closed, you can never access it. And as long as that gate is open and it is releasing evil into your life, it will not stop until when that gate is shut in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shalom and shalom and shalom. God bless you, my brother and my sister that are just joining on online right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless you. We are so honored, we are so blessed to have you joining us in this moment. Goodness, God bless you, God bless you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. So that is why there is still hope. There is still hope concerning the gate. I do not know what has been having access to your life. I do not know what has been having access to your finances. I do not know what has been having access to your business. But I'm here to speak to you in the name of Jesus, that whatsoever gate that is not of God, that is opened against you, the Bible says, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. La prakatoska leba leifkandosaya maraba zekaya ribazata lababa. In the name of Jesus, may they be shut in Jesus' mighty name. Because what has access to you is what either will have advantage over you or is what will give you advantage. I say that again. What has access to you is either what will have advantage over you or is what will give you advantage. We are here to have advantage, not to be taken advantage over. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. See, that is why, ladies and gentlemen, do not joke with the power of a gate. Do not joke with the power of a gate. Praise the name of the Lord. See, these days, a day, ladies and gentlemen, you see it like the day, but it is not just a day. It is a gateway. I'm going to read for you a statement. Do you know that gates speak? Do you know that gates listen? Do you know that gates record? Hear what the Bible says in Psalms chapter 19. Open your Bibles in the book of Psalms chapter 19. Concerning the power of the gate. And hear what the Bible says in Psalms chapter 19. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh my goodness, blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus. Glory be to God, glory be to God. Psalms 19, and hear what the Bible says. And I'm going to read here. It says that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Verses 2. Day unto day uttereth speech. Now, by the time a day exchanges to another day, that is a get. But by the time the day exchanges to another day, speech has been uttered. Gets are speaking. What get is speaking in your life right now? By the end of the day, by the end of you know, by the time you close your gate, your day at midnight, there is a speech that is being uttered. There is a voice that is being uttered. Hallelujah. That is why you cannot afford to allow a day to begin when it is not you speaking into that day. Because gates have ears. Gates can listen. And what they hear is what they do. Gates have ears. And the voice they listen to is the voice they will attend to, and is the voice they will obey. The Bible has said, day unto day uttereth speech. That is why when wicked men understood this mystery, the Bible says that they do not sleep. Proverbs 4 and 16. They do not sleep until when they have caused one to fall. How do they cause one to fall? It is because they wait, and when the day is exchanging, they raise up an altar and command the next day to work against you. But in the name of Jesus, by the reason of the precious blood of Jesus, we reverse any voice speaking from an evil gate from against your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ah, praise the name of the Lord. See, when we are speaking about gates, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about gates, I say gates is a place of decision making. Whenever a gate is in operation, a decision is going to be made. Hear what the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter number 11 and verses number 1. Moreover, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me up into the eastern gate of the Lord's house, which looketh eastward. And behold, at the door of the gate, 25 men, among whom I saw Jezaniah the son of Azur, and Pelatiah the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. Then he said unto me, son of man, these are the men that devise mischief and give wicked counsel in the city. In other words, the city where Ezekiel was struggling because of evil getmen, because of an evil hierarchy, a demonic council that was standing at the city gates. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. The Bible says in Ruth chapter number 4 and 11, and the people came to the gate, and the elders came to the gate, and they said, we are witnesses. What happens at the gate is that, ladies and gentlemen, on any gate there are witnesses. And you know what witnesses are? Witnesses are always there to always, when they call a witness, that means they are giving evidence. Whenever a witness is called forth, it is to give evidence. Now, these wicked men stood, and they were princes of the people. Now, when we say princes, now the term principality means a prince without territory. And we know that Ephesians 6, 10 and up to 12 speaks of what we wrestle with. We wrestle with powers, with principalities. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. The issues that you see in life, what you see as struggles in life, all started at a gate, because the decision was made by a prince at a gate. In the name of Jesus, Marasata, Ribakata, Ribosataya. In the mighty name of Jesus, any prince, any principality,
any powers that stood at the gate of this new month and were fighting and challenging the blessing of God upon your life, we bind in the name of Jesus. We render powerless in the name of Jesus. We render powerless in the name of Jesus. We send the fire of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. We render powerless and we command them to be subdued in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. That is why when God is speaking to us in Isaiah chapter number 62, see how he mentions it concerning the city of Jerusalem. See what the Lord says. Isaiah chapter number 62. Hallelujah. And the Bible says from verses 1, "For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name." Amen. Now we are skipping, and I'm getting to verse 6. "I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem." Why does God put watchmen or gate men? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it all happens at the gate. Your name can be a gateway. Your name is a gateway. Can you imagine? Your name is a gateway. Oh, your dress code is a gateway. Your speech is a gateway. As watchmen or as gatemen, we have to make sure that only and only what God has purposed in our lives is what is going to spread forth. Let me pray for you, because I just wanted to start briefly. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my brothers and sisters today, that by the mercies of God, you are going to preserve them, the Spirit of God. You are preserving them in this season. I pray that you shall secure their gates this season. Anything that is not of God, that has been having access to them because of an open gate of darkness, we command it closed in the name of Jesus. And we speak this evening, that because they have now seen the purpose of gateways, may their divine gateways begin to open to them. I decree the blessing of God. I decree the peace of God. I decree the supernatural flow of abundance and favor. Because all these go through gateways, that you shall not miss them in this season of the favor and the grace of God. I thank you, the Spirit of God, for we've prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I want to say God bless you. God bless you so much. We want to stop here today. And I want to say God bless you and keep you. God bless you, everyone that has been online. Pastor Kenneth, God bless you. Anywa, God bless you. Mumbeja, God bless you. Teacher Hedwin, God bless you. Mama Caro, God bless you. God bless you all. Even those that will be joining later on and will be seeing the post. God bless you and keep you in the mighty name of Jesus. And may his countenance shine upon you. And may he lead you in your going in and your coming out. We want to say good night. And from us at Am Ministries, we want to say a blessed night. Hey, keep monitoring your gates. That is where the solution is. We'll pick you up tomorrow by the grace of God, if grace allows. God bless you. This is Pastor Robert Ramala. And I want to say a blessed night in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.